us that after Nabi Ibrahim was banished by Nimrod, he was in Palestine with his wife Sarah. And they were both very old at this time. So he was about 70, 80 years old, and so was she. She was very old. Ajuzun Aqim, as the Quran tells us, she was very old. And they didn't have a child, and he wanted a child. And so Sarah is the one, a pious woman, who suggests to Nabi Ibrahim to marry Hajar. And so once Nabi Ibrahim marries Hajar, and then his child Ismail is begotten, and now this child is the prayer of Abraham, in which he has been asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his entire life. He's wanted a child. And after everything he had been through, after the whole mission that he had completed for God, and he has this child now, he gets a message from Jibra'il, who comes and tells him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to go on a journey with your wife and your newborn son.
Abraham, leave your home and go to the land I will give to you and your offspring. I will bless you. I will make you a father of many nations, with descendants as numerous as the stars.
Now, this is a trial at the end of Nabi Ibrahim's life, which he, as a godly man, of course, accepts. And he doesn't know where they're going. And so he says goodbye to Sarah, and he goes with Hajar and Ismail, and they begin to journey from Palestine, not knowing where they're going. And every time they pass a few days, he asks Jibra'il, Jibra'il, Huna, here, ya Jibra'il, is this where we're supposed to settle and stop? And Jibra'il says, no, we must keep going. And Nabi Ibrahim continues persevering, having tawakkul and complete faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not knowing where he's going and why this is happening. And they keep moving hundreds of kilometers, thousands of kilometers, until they get to this barren land where there is no sign of life whatsoever. And Jibra'il says, Huna, this is where you must leave your wife, and this is where you must leave your child. And Nabi Ibrahim, although he is in pain, and although he is anxious, he trusts the word of Jibra'il, which is the word of God. And so he tells Hajar, I must leave you here now with Ismail, and we have to trust that there's meaning behind this. And so Hajar stays with Ismail, and before Nabi Ibrahim leaves, he prays to God and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. My Lord, send from them a messenger that will recite your verses and that will purify the people, and let the hearts of the people incline to them. And he leaves, trusting Allah to take care of his family. Now, Hajar and Ismail are in this barren land, and there's no water, and there's no well. And so the baby begins to cry because of his thirst. And Hajar begins to run around, up and down, seven times. And these are where the rituals of Hajj come in, Safa or Marwa. It was her looking for water, wanting to quench the thirst of her baby. As she is there, losing all hope, the first miracle in Ismail's life, the spring of Zamzam bursts forth. Of course, we know Zamzam, it's that water when you go to Hajj, you bring that water back with you till now, or our parents go and bring it back for us. This miracle water of Zamzam springs forth from this barren land. And once the water erupts and Ismail drinks, the birds begin to flock towards the land. The birds go where the water is. They're flocking towards the water, towards the spring. A tribe nearby, known as Bani Jurhum, they see the birds. They know the birds go towards water, and they're looking for water. They would have been roaming looking for a well. So now they see the birds going towards water, and then they went towards where the birds were going, and they find Hajar and Ismail there. And so they come and they settle in this land. They drink from the water because finally there is a place where there's a spring of water and they want to settle. Ismail grows up in this tribe, and Ismail marries from this tribe. And this tribe realized they've settled on a gold mine. Why? Because Nabi Ibrahim, alayhi salam, he comes back And he erects the walls of the Kaaba with Ismail when he's an older man. And he calls people to the Hajj. The Hajj would happen before the birth of Prophet Muhammad. People from all over the world would come to see the Kaaba and to perform Hajj and to visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Ismail passes away. On the other side of the story, of course, is the lives of the other prophets in Palestine. Nabi Ibrahim has another son, Ishaq, and Yaqub, and then he has Yusuf. And there's the story of Bani Israel from that side of the family tree. However, this side of the family tree, Ismail, is the one who lays his seed in Hijaz, in modern-day Mecca, when the Prophet, in his later years, when he comes, and people ask him who he is, and he says, أنا دعوة إبراهيم. I am the answered prayer of Abraham. You remember that prayer that Nabi Ibrahim made when he left Hajar and Ismail there? It was because 3,000 years before the Prophet's birth, this land was the land chosen for the Prophet to be born in. Because this land, as we mentioned, there would be no foreign intervention when the Prophet would begin his mission. And there would, although there would be tribulations and there would be many people standing in his way, there wasn't an empire standing in his way and in the way of the message.